was very positive engagement at the meeting. There was an exchange of ideas, and we are coming back to meet again next month, which that's very positive. You know, there is great, I suppose, plans for a new 40-bed unit, and that design has been confirmed, and it's expected to go to planning soon. So that's very positive. But in the meantime, there has been concerns in relation to the district hospital and that it may close. But I suppose what they confirmed to us is there's a total funding for 12 beds at the moment, and that's made up of three single rooms, and the remaining 9 beds are in open wards. There is plans for a new unit which will amalgamate St Anne's Nursing Home in Clifton and Clifton District Hospital. So that's, they're planning for 40 beds. 10 of those will be for short stay respite beds, 20 will be long term beds, and 10 for dementia. So that plan is in place. And the concern, I suppose, John, at the moment is that Clifton Hospital may close before the new unit is built. That's the concern. So that's why we met with the HSE, just to, I suppose, get clarity in relation to that. So my understanding is they are trying to recruit a physiotherapist for the last number of months. They have been unsuccessful to date. And to enable them to take people from the acute hospital for step down, people who have hip operations or knee replacements, they need a physiotherapist in place. So without a physiotherapist, they cannot take people from the acute hospital for step down. So that's one of the difficulties at the moment. The HSE need to, I suppose, fill that vacancy as soon as possible so they can fill more of the beds. So the maximum number of beds that they have available to them is 12 beds. That's what the funding is for. So I said two of those three beds are for respite for people from the community. One single room then is for people transferring from acute hospital to isolate before they're placed in the open ward. I mean, they have been recruiting and looking for a physiotherapist. They've been unsuccessful to date, but hopefully somebody will apply for the job and fill that vacancy, because that's really important to allow people to avail of the facility there. There's also respite. There's two beds at the moment for respite. They're going to go and look at how they can maybe reconfigure or change the respite to the open wards or vice versa. So, and there was a lot of good discussion, a lot of frank and open discussion. So I think it was very positive, and I look forward to the meeting next month.